Dictation for Lorenzo, Lorenzo. Britton, Britton, Senior, August 1650. Address Salete, Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, 4193504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mr. Britton comes accompanied with wife, chronic kidney disease. He says to be aware of that for 10, 15 years or longer, probably related to diabetes and hypertension. There is a history of left upper pole of the kidney cancer, status post cryoablation. This was done March 2020 at Sparrow, S-P-A-R-R-O-W, in Lansing. He denies any changes on weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has problems of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, urgency, nocturia, incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. He's a prior smoker, although discontinued 20, 25 years ago, but he does smoke marijuana. He denies lower extremity weakness, no claudication symptoms, no numbness, tingling, burning. He has obesity, chronic dyspnea, cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not used any oxygen. Denies orthopnea PND, does have esophageal reflux, but no dysphagia. He still has persistent severe headaches, multiple episodes every day, from a prior diagnosis of cerebral vein thrombosis, diagnosed in 2019, denies skin rash or bruises, denies bleeding nose or gums, denies gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension. He's not aware of the events, he's not aware of retinopathy or major neuropathy. The cerebral vein thrombosis as indicated above, the left upper pole of the kidney cancer as indicated above, chronic kidney abnormalities, no TIS stroke, no peripheral vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He has fatty liver but no liver cirrhosis or hepatitis, problems of depression, COPD. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Mirbetric, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q. Next paragraph, medications at home includes lisinopril, Lipitor, Glipizide, Pletol, Lasix, Prilosec, Flomax, Coumadin. A number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Also, Nurantin, Escitalopram, Clorazepam, Metoprolol, Flonase, Ativan. Next paragraph, On physical exam, his weight 252, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure 140 over 80 on the left side. Blood pressure not down on the right side as he's wearing a continuous glucose monitor Libre, L-I-B-R-E. Multiple episodes of pain. He denies, however, photophobia or sensitivity to sounds. He's alert oriented time 3. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia or dysarthria. He wears stops and lowers button. He wears dentures, stop and button. No palpable neck masses. No palpable phylo lymph nodes. No carotid bruit JVD. Some tremor of the head. Lungs distant clear. No consolidation pleural effusion. No arrhythmia pericardial wrap. Appears regular. Obesity of the abdomen, tympanic, no tenderness, no rebound guarding, no palpable liver spleen, no varicose veins, lower extremities, no major edema, isolated varicose veins, pulses acceptable, no gangrene, no gross focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine since 2016 has been around 1.5 with a slowly progressive rising. 2021, 2.3, 2022, 2.1, this year, April, 2.6. A normal sodium, potassium, normal bicarbonate, calcium albumin, liver function test, present GFR 25, glucose 190. No gross anemia, hemoglobin normal 15, a normal white blood cell platelet, normal B12. Last sample of urine, no albumin, less than 30. He was 10 milligrams per gram a year ago, March 2022. Prior normal thyroid studies. Last PSA a year ago, not elevated. There is a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, July 2020. That will be already 2 months from ablation procedure. They report the fat infiltration of the liver. Abnormalities of the upper pole of the left kidney that goes with the ablation. No obstruction or stones. There is vascular calcifications of aorta and branches. The last MRI of the abdomen was July 2021. No contrast was done. They show the residual mass or structure on the left upper pole of the kidney. They reported a large cyst on the right kidney, 4.2 centimeters. One more time, no obstruction. In terms of his brain vein thrombosis, the last MRI available is December 2020. Originally described as bilateral, this study shows residual thrombus on the area of the right-sided transverse sigmoid and proximal internal jugular vein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive kidney disease, CKD stage 4, long-term diabetes and hypertension. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Hemoglobin is normal from prior smoker, does not require EPO treatment. Present sodium, potassium, acid base is also normal. Calcium, nutrition, normal. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries, including PTH for potential phosphorus binders and vitamin D125. Blood pressure in the office is acceptable. We will update the urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells. Previously, albumin was not elevated. The changes probably goes more with hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, renal mass cancer, cryoablation, left upper pole of the kidney, without evidence of recurrence. On my physical exam, there was some tenderness on the left costovertebral angle. I think a repeat MRI of that area will be very appropriate. Next number, chronic headaches, documented cerebral vein thrombosis, anticoagulated, not clear what was the triggering effect. It was around the time of the renal mass, cannot, of course, say for sure if it was related to that or not. In any regards, he needs to follow with neurologists, and they need to consider updating a CT scan or MRI of the brain to assess stability. He will do chemistry for me on a regular basis. We will follow over time. All questions answered to patient and wife. End of dictation.